with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel is facing growing international pressure to agree to a ceasefire in Gaza, with some European nations joining the call and Defense Secretary Austin now in Israel.
France, the UK and Germany, some of Israel's closest allies, joined global calls for a ceasefire over the weekend, and Israeli protesters have demanded the government relaunch talks with the militant group on releasing more hostages after three were mistakenly killed by Israeli troops while waving a white flag. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is expected to press Israel to wind down major combat operations in Gaza in the latest test of whether the US can leverage its unwavering support for the offensive to blunt the devastating impact on Palestinian civilians. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Japan's largest steel maker, Nippon Steel, will pay more than $14 billion to purchase United States Steel, an all-cash deal. If the deal goes through, U.S. Steel says it will keep its name and its headquarters in Pittsburgh. Also at SRNNews.com, some tense moments last night in Wilmington, Delaware, when a Secret Service vehicle guarding a presidential motorcade was hit by another vehicle.
Back up, back up, back up, back up.
Agents quickly pulled their guns. They surrounded and arrested the motorist who tried to drive off through a closed intersection. This happened as the president and the first lady were leaving Biden campaign headquarters. The first couple was not injured. Heavy rains and high winds buffeting the Northeast for the second time in a week, spurring flood warnings, electricity outages, flight cancellations, as well as school closures. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures are up 57 points, NASDAQ futures 25 points higher. This is SRN News. New poll asks people of faith about the southern border.
The Public Religion Research Institute reports that white evangelical Protestants are the most likely to support the use of physical violence to keep illegal immigrants from entering the U.S. 74% like the idea. 58% of white mainline Protestants and 56% of white Catholics agree. By contrast, only one-third of religiously non-affiliated people favor physical barriers, followed by 25% of black Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern is spreading the gospel in rural parts of India. The ministry has delivered 2,000 Bibles and 20 bicycles to pastors in those regions. None of them have cars, so the bikes will allow them to take the Bibles to people in far-flung villages and on isolated farms. While persecution of Christians in India has reached an all-time high, the gospel there is spreading quickly. This is SRN News. New York's highest court giving Democrats a chance to redraw the state's congressional districts. Major victory as the party tries to take control of the U.S. House.
The question now, how far New York's Democrat-dominated legislature will try to push the boundaries and how far the courts will let them. The process closely watched for any sign of partisan gerrymandering, drawing lines that give one party an unfair advantage, which is forbidden by state law. Republicans are expected to challenge the results in court as they try to retain their slim House majority. Experts say it's unclear where the state's highest court will land on determining what's too partisan. Julie Walker, New York.
Oil and natural gas giant BP joining a growing list of companies halting their shipments through the Red Sea. It's because of the risk of attack from Yemen's Houthi rebels backed by Iran. More details at SRNNews.com.